Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Insanity. You might as well put me in a straitjacket, baby. We'll be right back.
appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Awesome. I'm here with Katrina, which is one of the three angels. And Katrina, how did you feel when you first started as an angel?
Well, I was very excited when Michael first approached me and asked me would I be part of his show and one of the angels to help him out on the Vet Talk Radio. Even though I'm a shy person, I'm very observant and I don't talk much in the background. I just be observing and watching. But I was so very humble and excited that he even offered to ask me to be a part of it and be an angel.
Awesome, awesome. What are some of the things that you've been doing and what are you doing now?
Well, the things I've been doing now, basically I still just babysit and watch children for those mothers who can't really afford a more affordable daycare, even though my house is a daycare, but we set our prices low enough to where they can afford and not struggle, not to wonder if they'll have a babysitter the next day if they're not able to pay us. And then, like, also going to school to study, to be going to be an insurance agent, but I'm also studying to get my business degree to where I can further my businesses.
Wonderful. Is there anybody that you would like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to all the mothers in my family and my friends. They are all great, wonderful, and I love them, but I especially would like to give one to my granny, who is 93 years old. She is the one that I look up to. She's my mentor, my motivator. She has taught me patience. She's the one who I basically, like, mark after because she took in a lot of her nieces and nephews that she ended up having to raise right along with all of her kids. And so I know that's exactly where I got all of that from. And she taught me patience, because patience is virtue. And without patience, if you don't have that, then you would never have an understanding in life with anything. But you have to be
so
patient
true.
With a lot of things that come for.
All right. Thank you. Nur Jahan, how did you feel when you started on the Vet Talk Radio show?
Well, same as Kat there, how she said she was excited. I was excited as well. For one, to be a part of something that's so huge was it was a very humbling experience, because we didn't really know how big it was when we first got started. We thought we were just going to be, you know, part of a radio show. And, you know, Michael's going to be talking about, you know, compensation for vets and stuff like this, and, you know, just giving information. We're just giving our little opinion. You know, little did we know it was going to, you know, catch fire the way that it did. And it, you know, ended up being part of my life for like over a whole year. And, you know, I'm not no morning person, so that in itself was already a miracle for me to get up. Other than that early, you know.
You made it.
I made it, yeah, and I had to really, you know, discipline myself, you know, and just the things that we spoke about and all the stuff that he taught, you know, wasn't just so much being a part of the show, but it's the stuff that I learned, you know. I mean, he gives such so much vital information is so powerful that for me to be a part of something like that, that can change people's lives, you know, for veterans, you know, I'm a family full of vets, you know, and so they all could use this information. And so for me to be able to direct them, you know, to the information, and they don't have to feel left out anymore, you know, so it was very exciting to be a part of something like that. I'm very proud of him for where he has come now,
right
at this point in life.
Great. What have you been up to, and what are you doing right now? Some things you're working on.
Well, right now, I am actually the Chief Administrative Officer at KBM Ministry, and that stands for Kingdom Branding and Marketing Ministry. Thank you. Yeah, and it's been a true blessing, because we're changing lives by people being able to write their story, you know, and not so much that, but we just started our Kingdom Bible Reading Challenge, and that is just getting people back to the basics by just reading the Word of God. But they're not. We're doing it in a way that's entertaining. We're doing it with a dramatized version, and we get on Zoom, and we just read it together. We listen to it, you know, from the dramatized version, but we're also following along. And then at the end of the reading, we all give our soap. And this is the special part about it, because it's basically, it's an acronym for scripture, observation, application, and prayer. So basically, what is the scripture that, you know, stands out to you when it's like 4 to 5 chapters that we'll read per session? What is the Lord saying to you with those scriptures? Then you observe that, right? And then you apply it to your life, some kind of lesson or something that happened to you, that you pray at the end. But it also stands for speak out and participate. So the beauty about it is that maybe the Lord don't speak to you in the scripture, so you don't have nothing to say. But when other people share their soap, then that's when you might have something to say. You get feedback from what other people said. And it's so powerful, because now we have people who are afraid to say anything, and now they're actually coming out. They're stepping out of their comfort zone, and they're speaking, and they're sharing their soap, and it's just catching on it's like a domino effect, and it's powerful. So that's what I've been doing. And of course, I mentioned last time how, you know, I finally became a self-published author, and I'm just waiting now to get my book revised, because waiting for people to still send in their reviews, you know.
Wonderful.
But that's exciting too, because when I do the launch for that, you know, y'all will know about it. I will definitely let you know when I'm going to be launching my book party.
Yes, please, please. Well, you have definitely been busy, very busy. Is there anybody that you like to send a shout out to?
Well, before I do that, I always let people know, don't be busy, be productive, because busy is being under Satan's yoke. And when we're under Satan's yoke, he tries to keep us so busy that we don't have time for God. So if we're productive, we are producing fruit. And when you produce fruit, you're going to reap a harvest. So never be busy. Always be productive. And you can see the fruit of your labor.
Be productive.
So, yes, ma'am. Change those words. Everybody's busy, but don't be busy. Be productive. And so the shout-out, I want to give a shout-out. Yes. I would like to give a shout-out to King Willie Tubbs, because if it wasn't for him, I would not be in the position that I'm in right now at KBM. And the things that he's offering us, you know, on the cabinet, it's just sort of a miracle. And the things that he's offering the company itself for people to be a founder, you know, you get 3% share of the company. And it's just, it's amazing because he has a heart. He has a heart of gold. And, you know, with helping people write their book and helping me get my book published, I mean, I want to give him his flowers right now on the radio show. So, yes, definitely want to give a shout out to Willie Tubbs.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, Nur and Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for this time. And thank you for always being supportive. I really appreciate both of you.
Anytime. You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet, but then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge, because you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost, traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Four tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list, and unfortunately the first thing is not always the most important thing, and that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no, number two, consulting your calendar, number three, clearing your mind, and number four, getting organized by
that I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, yeah, it is called our bucket list, the Hair Radio bucket list, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top, usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items, we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Kerry Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, okay. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane.
Though,
doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have – well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military. But at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it. You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process, and I wore glasses. So when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military. And I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting, and I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being just as excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter. I could see him. I could see him just flying like Superman. Anything out there. So yeah, jet pack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey, works for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So Michael, that's your number five, Michael.
That's my number five, and I am quite sure. Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski.
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen. I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
They do.
Yeah.
But, There's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know, they do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really? Yeah.
So, yes, there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekends.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado. Jackson Hole,
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones.
Wow.
The top
resorts. Listen to
sound like to me, Carrie, that she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking
that
with it.
My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about five times alone just to go and hang out, Spain and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. That was my favorite European city that I traveled to. But also I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London, but I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie, that's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s. And that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris,
yeah.
France. And I would have really have loved to have gone there because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And
exactly.
I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And
yeah.
Some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean,
okay.
I traveled to Germany, but, yeah, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Okay.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity
yeah.
to travel to some different
places. And I've been
places
to Madrid, too.
While
so
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and,
oh.
you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my
yeah.
number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid,
yes.
all of that. I love it. It was just
fabulous
fantastic.
Places.
And I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, oh, wow, ever since I was a teenager. I've been playing the guitar. And
wow.
one of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Especially the older guitars.
You want to create
guitar
like a
collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Oh yeah. Well, you know how that is, Carrie. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, oh, yeah, that's something that I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's
all
just
right.
unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played
wow.
that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar. And I started learning, and here it is. Almost 50 years later.
Wow.
Wow. I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, you know, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see
I'm seeing
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these pearls on his head and a guitar around his neck, singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
That's fine.
I don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your
don't
army.
Don't do that,
guard.
Michael.
Oh yeah. That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carrie, that's me in the spandex from the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar, playing the guitar collection. Amazing. Okay, Michael, I see that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
Okay. And what else?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, you know, videos and so forth. Beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there. The beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing, but it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto, because when you as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things. You know, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know, we don't have to do any of that. But Dubai, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it looks like one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right. Okay, Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. So, very interesting. Okay, so we're talking about Nicole Marie.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list, each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family, something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five, I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life. Down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That's what my story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
I never got
that's
a chance.
Amazing.
But yeah. And I had some very historical in other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things that I miss from that. But
yeah,
still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year we go either during the summer and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so, so, so very important. So I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
Hopefully
number four.
A lot of time. Yes.
Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown today. So we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, what is your number three?
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, I want a toy collection.
Oh.
Toy collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
It's important to make the distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla trucks, all the things like that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay. Wow. And I started collecting this stuff a few years ago, and it got to the point in our bedroom I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife, and she said, you know what?
Oh, no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here.
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, oh, man, I think I'll buy this. And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just goes on and on and on. But it was enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to... My little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same. And they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with and so forth, I think that's very important. And I love that.
Yeah.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Oh, yeah, the red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them. And I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robots right now because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. I also, well, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day. And that is that I also had a G.I. Joe and who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yeah.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And
his hair was just like
you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, you know, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was
incredible. Only way
so
to go.
Loved... Yeah, so that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted – there was the guy that jumped over all the – with the motorcycle, Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted – my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evil Knievel. And so we used to play with his Evil Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories, Michael.
Great
and then
memories.
We played Rock'em Sock'em. And the big wheel.
Remember them, too.
Woo.
Oh, and the big wheel.
Right.
Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name. He had one.
Yeah.
When
that
it
was one of
the
most good old days. All right. Okay. All right. So sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number three.
Sound
I
like a plan.
You like the toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, with Nicole, we've been through skis in Dubai.
And Dubai.
yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number four? Number three, rather.
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I would like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and help me communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing speech and going all off track.
Okay.
No,
a whole other
exactly
story than
said.
What the president
no.
is saying. I can see it now. You know, well, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired. And how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate that.
Very important.
So,
very
important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a – the way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to them.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
But that
okay.
is beautiful.
I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
Michael,
that's your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Trait number three. Trait number three, learning to sign, Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
my
you visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. No, my number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to, that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, yeah. I mean, we still read hieroglyphics, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Perfect.
Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie. I have been a co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have a new project, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right. And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two. We're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, this one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks, little trucks. Domestic trucks, military trucks. That's something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I know that seems kind of odd. I just like old trucks. You know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Interesting.
It's just something, you know, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But okay. It's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good to
me. Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to see, because that might be next on his list. So we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. You know, I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome. And I think most of us would like a brand new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door, too. But not the whole collection. But one red, shiny truck would be great. Pickup style, like I'm in the South. Pickup style.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So I can see. Good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yeah.
What's next on your list?
For the Pomeri, yeah.
Yeah.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, you know, watching anyone there, just being in the mist and the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. A Wimbledon tennis match.
Yes.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yeah.
And, see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they – do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I had friends who worked that every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And yes, our heads look in unison and one direction than the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
Right. Well, and I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Wow, I have learned something new.
See, that's what this is all about. Yeah, that's what this is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looked fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that, and it's a lot of coordination, you know, hand coordination, and it's strategy, too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there, so I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
Marie,
we're talking back to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans up there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about it. Now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Terry. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai. Of visiting Dubai, number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top five list. On my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas, but I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list. It's definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Number two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
And I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far reaching. You can start these bucket list items today, to-do day. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and
I knew another collection.
Yeah. My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs. Even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cars and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
The picture here, okay.
Oh,
good choices, Michael.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
Yeah. We all can.
I can see your car collection, yes. Definitely. So not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route.
Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see you top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay. Right. I didn't see that coming. I guess
no,
you did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African safari, yes.
That is incredible that you're number one. I think that's awesome. You know, so you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and
I want to tour the country,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that, they're quite, you know, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
not just the Tarzan-type movie, folks. It is
oh,
an incredible
no.
society, and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair
yes,
Radio Africa
most
folks.
Definitely, yes.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and
yes.
north, east side
so
of Africa.
So many places to
you
visit.
You know, Kenya
yes.
and, yes, go over across the diaspora of the continent
yes.
of Africa. All
I
right.
I definitely want to go to Ghana and Nigeria. I know those
yes,
two.
Yes, me too. Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay, so I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible, number one, okay?
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
Oh, I am the – okay, and I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yes.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that. It's
that. That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank
pretty
you.
Much. You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list.
Yes.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two. I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank
so
you.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Oh,
and I think that's a great idea. The retirement community
wow.
is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here. We're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie. Out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys up there for joining us and shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's Friday morning. It's Thursday morning, October 19, 2023. Let me get it straight. It is PBT Throwback Thursday. I'm Kerry Hines. It is our broadcast show number 909 for those who are keeping count. And so much more on the way. Just an incredible show. Again, we got underway at 6 o'clock Eastern Time today. And we're taking it all the way to 9 a.m. on this live edition of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's Thursday, October 19th of 2023. Lots and lots of things to talk about. Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a moment or two. You've been listening to him throughout the morning, along with Nicole Marie. We've had so much going on. We're going to talk about all of that and see if anything has changed on our bucket list that we just unveiled and all of that. So I'm really excited about it. Also, in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, I want to talk about some of the news things that are floating on out there and just kind of, you know, have some open discussion and see what we can share and what we can learn from. And I think it'll be really great. And again, just real excited to have you guys with us. Let me see if I can kind of get Michael on up. Just a great, great introduction to the broadcast today. We started with the Pointer Sisters and a song called Insanity, which I believe is some kind of remix. I've never heard the song, and it sounded absolutely nothing like the Pointer Sisters, so I hope that was really them. We'll have to check more into it. You also heard from Michael's Angels, Noor Jahan, Katrina from Texas, and of course our very own Nicole Marie. So that was great too. And just an interesting broadcast. It's always something new at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me see if I can get Hopkins on the line. Michael Hopkins, are you there from beautiful Spotsylvania, VA? Again, Michael comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, good morning and happy
good
Thursday.
Morning.
Happy mid-show, because we've been listening to you for a long time now this morning. How are you?
Very much so. Just great. From beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Yes. Well, listen, this month is rolling by. October is rolling on by. That's what I noticed this morning. And, you know, I have to just say, I was just taking a moment to think, you know, it's hard to believe, but in 2 months we'll have a new year. And
yes, Kerry, you're right. It is hard to believe. Where has the time gone?
Yeah, it's disappeared on us. I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, Michael. At the end of the year, we have a whole set of programming that we do every year. And so we usually start with a look back at the year that was. We talk about everything, special guests, things that happened to us personally, the radio show, what we created, We've had a busy 2023, so year is going to be an extraordinary show. We'll talk about news events. We even have a little memoriam for folks who are not going to go into 2024, and just I'm excited about this. So it's our end of year review, and we usually do it about this time each year. So we usually just, if you guys must know what happens behind the scenes, we usually tape about October for the year that was. We also have our end of year programming that includes the Thanksgiving episode that we did years and years ago, which is so wonderful. And we might create a new Thanksgiving episode that becomes a new yearly type recording. So, and then also, we're looking forward to our Christmas episode, which is just fantastic. We did one last year. We may replay that, or we may create a new one. Then we have, as if that's not enough, our end-of-year programming also includes the biggest celebration of the year. And, Michael, do you have any idea, the clue, end-of-year celebration, what that might be?
Wow.
Think I got you there, Michael Hopkins. End-of-year celebration. What's the biggest end-of-year celebration every year?
I'm going with New Year's Eve.
I was about to say, Michael, do I need to say the word Dick Clark to you?
And I'm from Philadelphia too. Now if I miss
and you're
Dick
from
Clark
Philly,
and
yeah,
that I need
this.
To be drummed down to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Ran out like a bat out of you know where.
Oh
Michael,
yeah, break my sword and everything.
Exactly. New Year's Eve, which I love the Hair Radio Morning Show New Year's Eve presentation. We have a lot of special guests on. It's nighttime. I don't care what we've been doing. We could have been off for 3 weeks. We're on that night. We usually start the celebration at, I believe we start, Michael, at 10 or 11. I think we do like an hour or so before and then an hour or so after, and you know, or something like that. I gotta look and see what we've done, but it's so exciting. We have entertainers, we play our favorite songs, we talk about the year that was live. We also may incorporate what we put together in some of the holiday episodes. It's just a memorable thing. And listen, a lot of folks, Michael, are at home at night. They're at home. You know, it's not like the old days when everybody used to pack up and, I mean, go out every New Year's Eve night, you know, drinking and partying and all that kind of stuff. It's a different day.
Oh, pretty much.
A lot of us are more home-based at this point. Would you say, Michael, would you agree?
Oh, very, very much so, Carrie, because the world has changed.
Yeah.
And by the world, it just has changed. So you have to be careful. Now, we call it situational awareness. That's what we call it in the military and in the law enforcement world, in the security world.
Yeah. Although we don't have to go that deep, guys, but I do believe that Michael is right. And so with this mindset, a lot of our listeners, a lot of you guys out there, you're going to be home. You don't really go out. And they're not just for security reasons or safety reasons and things like that, which is great. Others choose to be home, like myself. I love to bring in the new year, you know, with my own celebration. If on years that I'm by myself, I break out. Usually I'll try to have some kind of wine or something, cheese and crackers and champagne. And since I'm doing the radio show while we're live, I just enjoy snacking and just chatting with all the fans and us all sharing memories throughout the episode. And so we'll be doing that again this year. I look forward to the New Year's Eve episode. And I'm going to see if we can replay some of those because they're so enjoyable. And we don't usually replay them, but we should. I have an idea, Michael, and that is to put some of those episodes on to our 24-hour network. I'm going to see if we can do that. And you guys, I've been listening to the 24-hour network, and what it is, Michael, just to switch gears a little bit and tell everybody, the 24-hour network is the AfroLockMagazine.com website, which you can go to. And at the top, if you're on a cell phone, you can do it, or a laptop, you can see. It's an arrow. Literally, you got to kind of hit the arrow, maybe sometimes touch on it a few times. But it does play programming, nonstop programming, Michael. I don't know if you've heard it. I don't know if you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was your experience?
Oh, Carrie, it was great. I was listening to one of my favorite pieces on the show, and that's with Cheryl Morrow. And it was very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. It came crystal clear.
Yes.
And you know, I enjoyed it.
Yes. Wow. Well, listen. There is a lot more to come. So after we wrap our live show at 9 o'clock this morning, you know, come over to the 24-hour network. We play a lot of classic shows from the Hair Radio Show archives. We play current shows. We play music. And, I mean, the music is I noticed that the music is very popular. There are lots of listeners all over the world. But that's all. Yes, we have listeners everywhere. And they love the music. The music is amazing. It really is. It's wonderful music. Honestly, Michael, quite often when I'm doing the network programming and all of that, and I mean, I'm sitting here just a jammer. That radio, yeah, that music is fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
good stuff.
One song, it's really great. Yesterday, what we did on the network, we had like 6 episodes of the Hair Radio Morning Show from morning at 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight. And it played one episode after the next. And, I mean, it was so great. I listened to great memories that I had forgotten. Things I was just moved about. So I thought it was fabulous. I really did.
Very much, very much so.
Yeah. So today, right after the Hair Radio Morning Show goes off at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, switch right on over, go online, click a link. You can easily click, just go to AfroLockMagazine.com, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K, AfroLock Magazine. I like that, Michael. That's a new little thing, A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think we'll put that to some music. AfroLockMagazine.com. And there's a big arrow at the top, as I had mentioned, and you can click that, and it'll begin playing automatically. And, again, you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is our AfroLock podcast network, our AfroLock radio, whatever you want to call it. How's that happen?
Oh, that is fantastic. I think that sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'm excited today. So today, what we'll do at 9 o'clock when we switch out of the Hair Radio Morning Show, I go over to the 24HourAfroLockMagazine.com page, and I load it up with new content so you can listen throughout the day today. We're going to have some great stuff there for you. I'm really excited about it. And so much more is on the way for all day programming. And then, Michael, you know, I want to talk a little bit. Of course, I want to talk about Vet Talk Radio with you. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Vet Talk Radio. I want to talk about this past Tuesday show because we didn't get a chance to do it yesterday. Also want to talk about what's ahead for Vet Talk and how, you know, I want to talk a little bit about starting over. So that is, what does that mean to you? So we've got a lot to get into, Michael. Okay,
so I hope
you're ready this morning. Okay, get you some caffeine, Hopkins, and we're about to go in. So time to get up to those jumping jacks.
Uh-oh.
All right. Yes, it is, Michael. We're going to have to get our energy up and going this morning because we've got a lot to unpack here, and I'm really excited about it. So listen, things moving. Here's Mariah Carey, and we'll be back in just a bit. Let's get started.
Welcome to the fantasy.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. Brianna, it's so great to have you back with us right here on The Hair Radio Morning Show. How are
you?
Thank you, Carrie.
I'm doing great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just tell everybody out there, you made such a splash. You impressed everybody here. So all the fans and just nothing but very good vibes and very nice complimentary words about your guest appearance, your recent guest appearance on the show. So today, though, here's the thing, Brianna. I want to talk a little bit. First, let me just remind everybody. Now, you guys who are just kind of joining us, Brianna Spruill is, you are a self-described, you are a hair artist and a wig master. Now, we kind of can figure out what the hair artist is about a little bit, but tell everybody, what is exactly a wig master?
A wig master is basically someone who builds wigs from scratch and does measurements on the client's head and actually builds it from top to bottom and is able to elaborate different hairstyles and textures and make it look very realistic, especially for film and TV shows.
Now, is that hard to do? Because it sounds like it's hard to do.
Yeah, it is hard to do. I'm not going to be around the bush with it, but
right.
It takes a lot of practice. I'm even still learning still. Like, I just want to call myself a wig master ahead of time so I know I am in the future.
I love that. So you're okay. So it's like aspiring to be this, you know, this all-known wig master out there. Reminds me,
correct.
I used to deal with a fella here in Brooklyn area, Clem Lou Yacht. He used to be on. You guys may know, remember him out there. And he was one of the wig masters from the olden days. Well, listen, we've got a whole new blood out there, and you're part of that, Brianna, and I'm very proud to say, and ushering in a whole new thing. And that's really what I wanted to talk a little bit about, at least at the beginning of this piece today, because, you know, wigs are different. They've, what do we say, evolved, I guess is the word, It's not my grandma's wigs. I remember those wigs sitting up in the top of the closet like a hat.
That's right. The ancient wigs.
Yeah. Those things are gone. So now we have wigs. They've got custom wigs. They've got, you know, and they're all kinds of prices and all kinds of wigs have different meanings. Some even got names. And so we've got to start there. What's your take on how wigs have evolved, even since you've been in the game? What would you like to say to that today, Brianna?
I really feel that we have more variety, especially like hands-on wigs as far as going to the store if you need to get one really quickly. But I feel like wigs are still kind of the same. We just don't know, per se, how to get them in a timely manner if we want something specific. Clients don't want to be patient on getting something that takes more time than versus going to the store next week and picking one up. And I feel like everyone should study how to take care of a wig so it can last longer, because people just buy wigs and just treat them like whatever after they purchase them, when they actually can have them last longer than they expected to.
And that's something that I think you're really educating people about today on this broadcast. They can be styled and taken care of. And even the pricing on some of the lower price wigs that are out there, they can last too with proper care or better care. Mm-hmm. So all of that, you're absolutely right. Now, I want to talk about one of the big things out there, protective styling and all of that, and protective styles, rather. And so the wigs kind of help with that a little bit. Can you explain what I'm talking about here with the protective styles and how the wigs play a part in that? Sure.
Sure. To be honest, people with natural hair and kinky coily hair get frustrated mostly because they don't know how to tame it or style it, or it takes quite amount of time to even get a specific hair look that a client would like with natural hair. So using wigs is a good substitution. And just if a client is just being lazy, then they'll just go get a wig, basically. Or if they don't want to have nothing to do with their hair, they'll go get a wig and put it on, and they could change it up a lot of times, because wigs are, synthetic mixed blend wigs are getting quite more affordable now. So those are the wigs that last a little bit longer.
Yes, exactly. And I love that in a way, because what I do say about the folks who love wigs as well out there, and they're you guys, you know who you are, the wig lovers, and we love that about you, and that's all great. Mm-hmm. What I love about the contribution that I see is that it affords them some additional options. You know, it's all about options.
Mm-hmm.
And without, sometimes, even when it comes to, having a different natural hairstyle, I think the wigs allow you to try different looks without sometimes potentially causing damage to your own hair. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I think that you guys, because oftentimes, the stylist, you will tell the client, you can't have that. That look doesn't work with your texture. And they go out the door and go to someone else who will do it,
that
stuff. And, it happens. My thing is promote the wigs, try to use that as an alternative if you're trying to seek a style and you just can't handle, your hair texture can't handle that style. And that's important.
Right.
Everybody's hair is not interchangeable. And I think that that's always the message that we got to get across from you guys out there doing such a great job. So I want to talk about the hair art part, too.
Okay, Carrie.
You're a hair art. I'm loving all of this.
So I'm on your website. Yes. So I've got to ask you, and I know we talked about Luminous Mood before, but I want you to tell everybody a little bit more. I love the artistic look of your site. Give everybody your website and talk to us about energy and vibrant textures.
Okay. So Luminous Mood is about having the vibrant soul that you have deep down in your spirit that you don't bring out mostly every day, because even when you're feeling down and low, there's always still something like tingling on the side of your brain that you want to be happy. So for you to have that brightness visual in your hair, not even if it's a lot, like if it's just a little bit of streak, one braid, two braids, a cornrow, an extension, just a hair clip piece. And that just brings out like the best of you. Like color is everything. I understand people don't like color, or, you know, color, even with like gothic people, or, you know, people that play the other side, they still have some type of other symbol of color to make them feel good. Like if they're all black, they'll have red. If they're all black, they'll have another color, like a dark blue.
Right.
Yeah, something. So like,
yeah.
It goes for both sides. And I really just, I see color all the time. That's just who I am as a human being. Like vibration of high energy is just everything. So that brings out the good side of you, which is color.
Wow. I'm loving it. And I think this is something that we, I think color definitely speaks to your soul. And I like that your soul, how do you have it here to release the energy of your soul of color? It's no better than that. Remind everybody how they can get to you on the internet and all of that, and your site and all of that.
Oh, so I have Instagram, Facebook. I have a YouTube channel as well of where, like, and you guys can watch me braid a wig or style a wig or even a client just for satisfaction, just to see me actually do some work. And all my platforms are the same name. It's Brianna Sproul. My website is BriannaSproul.com. And also I have Twitter. I have Facebook, Instagram. I have a LinkedIn, but I believe LinkedIn is for just like work ethic wise. Also,
Brianna, we got to remind everybody that your spelling of your site name and all of that, because I've seen some other Briannas and they don't spell it the way you spell Brianna.
No.
So I love your spelling.
Thank you.
You're different, Brianna.
Yeah, I even Google my name, and it just—I think it's one other woman that has like my name, but it's not even spelled
with your
name.
So. Yeah. Well, you know what? So let's put it out there for everybody. Give everybody your whole spelling and all of that, because we want folks to be able to find you, and this is how to do it. So yes, give us the spelling.
Okay, my first and last name is Brianna Sproul, B-R-I-E-A-N-A. S-P-R-U-I-L-L.
Wonderful. And your site is BriannaSproul.com, of course, so you guys can get there very easily. Listen, I'm loving all of this. And since your first appearance on this very show, and I've got to say, because, you know, when Brianna and I talk, I have been doing the Hairpreneur series for a while, and we didn't really talk about it on the air. But this is something that has been very much a part of what we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know that we're all about information and education. And so we usually get folks who are beginning their careers in somewhere along the hair spectrum, not necessarily a stylist or even a product company owner or what have you, just because there's a million places. And I love that you are someone who's in the entertainment realm.
Thank you. I love that.
You know, and, you know, and you're comfortable on set, you know, and working, you know, in tandem with folks who are recording videos and shooting videos and doing movies and all of that and TV shows for that much. And mm-hmm. that's a big part of what folks want to get into out there. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, and that's one of the main questions we get here on this show. Now, you've done some work already out there with this.
I have, yeah.
You've done some, yes. So how does that make you feel, and what advice would you even be able to share with others? And we'll get back to hairpreneurs. But what advice would you share with others who are looking to get to that part of the industry?
So, Carrie, this topic is very sensitive to me, and I do want to have, like, another day that we talk about it still again to continue.
Yeah.
And because I am a newcomer to the TV and film industry, I want to say that you want to start off with getting familiar with people who are directors mm-hmm. and actors, and you want to start that way with getting a good relationship. Also with other people who are in the industry as well, as far as whatever, if you like being a journalist, if you like being a camera person, the lighting, the grips, whatever, you just want to have a good relationship with at least one person. And because that side of the industry is so, like, they're not iffy, but they're very strict on who to work with.
Oh,
because
good. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, one little bad situation or whatever, bad name, mm-hmm. reputation,
right.
you're,
you
like,
have...
out the door. and it reflects on whoever, like, had you apart, whoever told you that you could work, whoever, you know, talked good about you or put you in the team. And you just really want to practice on etiquette, professionalism, and being uncomfortable with working around people who are not so nice all the time. And I'm not saying that they're not so nice. They're just, like, they're always working. Like, they work way more hours than a regular 9-to-5 person. So, you know, they get tired and, you know, they can't really spend time as much with their family. So I get it, you know. So you gotta just have, like, a good level head if you really want to be in that mm-hmm. industry, because it's not easy. It's really not.
Speaking of which, you do it well because you've made the right connections.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those connections that we are so proud of right here on the show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is that you guys out there, unless you've been under a rock, you know that we have launched AfroLock magazine, AfroLock.com or AfroLockmagazine.com. And we're so excited. We really are. And I don't think we got this much into it on your last time here, Brianna, mm-hmm. but this, I'm so excited because Crystal Wright, Crystal and I go back, I don't even want to say exactly how many years, but this show itself, if we're talking about, we're almost at 1,000 episodes, and Crystal and I chatted before that, so that's a long time ago. So we are so excited. Yeah, so we love her. She is just a ball of motivation. But mm-hmm. so I want to turn to you a little bit on this, Brianna, because she's in that space of, you know, working. She's been advising folks for many years, many stylists, many people along the whole spectrum when it comes to working, especially in that realm of production. So tell us. And Crystal Wright, let me just also say this. She is the very first she's going to be our guest editor. So not just hair editor, but guest editor for the first month on AfroLock. So AfroLock magazine. Ooh. So we're so excited to say she's making a little bit of history. So what do you want to say this morning, Brianna Spruill, about Ms. Crystal Wight?
Ms. Crystal Wight is the shining star to the end of the world.
Oh, you love that. Yes, that
Crystal,
is just amazing. Yes.
Crystal keeps you on your toes. She is such a phenomenal, successful, active woman.
Absolutely.
Still. Like, she will never give up on her peers. She will never give up on her students, her mentees. Every day she has a little bit of advice that keeps everybody motivated, especially me, because everybody has that up and down times. And when I'm down, I tell you, Crystal Wight's there, popped up on my phone somehow, some way. Like she knows that I'm going through something, and it comes through my phone and be like, listen, get this done or else. And
she gives the best,
like,
advice, does she not?
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And
she
it's
Chris.
Perfectly fine.
I
know,
love
right?
it. And that's why we have kind of, we felt that she could best represent the first issue of Afrolock magazine. It set the right tone. Because she inspires folks every day. And right here, we play her all the time here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're just so excited that she gets to be part of this. She's even put together a couple of nice pieces for the magazine, so you'll be able to read some works that she put out in Afrolock magazine. So folks out there, make sure if you have not subscribed already, you need to subscribe at afrolock.com. So that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. So make sure and do that so you can read all about all the folks that we chatted about this morning. So, Brianna, we're going to have you as well. We want to always, I mean, you are truly a hair artist, as you pointed out, and we love it.
Thank you,
so we
got to
continue
that.
This conversation. Yeah.
Yes.
And also, oh, we got plenty to talk about here on the broadcast. And I
Thank
just
you.
Wanted to ask you one of the last things about the folks who, because I saw your banner everywhere. I said, Brianna is working it out. Everybody
Thank
knew
you.
That you were on our show, Brianna. So you got to share with all the fans some of the feedback, some of the things you heard from the folks when you were on our show.
Oh, everybody thought everything was amazing. The questions that were given feedback on, they just loved everything that I said. You even asked amazing questions that I didn't even think to answer right away. Oh. And, you know, my fans and family and supporters, they're just cheering me on every day. They support me no matter what. No matter what I do, whether I leave, come back, they just, yeah.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
I'm loving all of this. Well, listen, you're doing a great job out there. And, you know, on that hairpreneur's part, we're going to be taking a good look and literally building this brick by brick, where we had someone who was just trying to put themselves out there, and we literally will be doing some on-air consultation right here where you guys can all benefit. And so I'm super excited about that. So you'll be able to lift yourself right on up. We're going to work it out here.
Yes.
So, you know what? We got to remind everybody. Now, just again, if you've just tuned in, we've been chatting with Brianna Spruill. So just a lovely young person out there who's trying to make a difference in this wonderful hair game. So you're doing it up already. Yeah, and you've put in a lot of work already. Just I'm going to remind you of that from time to time. Yeah, you've already done quite a bit, and you're just getting on your way, and we love it.
Thank you.
So your website, so I'm going to spell this out for you guys. We want you to check it out. Even though nobody says that anymore, I just want to remind you guys that it's on the internet. And so it's BRIEANASPRUILL.com. So it's BriannaSpruill.com. And we love it. Beautiful name, beautiful person, beautiful hair art. and Wigmaster. Great job.
Thank you so much,
was
Harry.
That not...
Looking forward to hearing you again.
Oh, it's always fun. I love this. And what we're going to do on a regular basis here, so you guys get used to hearing Brianna's name, because you're going to be hearing it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
This is just, right? This is the beginning. Mm-hmm. Brianna, like I ask you each time, anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we sign off?
So I guess we talked about Crystal today. So shout out to Miss Crystal.
Yes.
She's the best.
Yes.
And I can't wait to speak to her again.
Yes. We're going to have to set something up because Crystal, she's supposed to come back to our show soon. So I think we'll do something where we can get you guys reconnected. I think she would love that as well. So we'll do just that. Listen, and until then, yes, so the great Brianna Sproul's on her way. this has been a great conversation, yes, this morning on the show, so we just love it. All right, folks. Brianna, thank you. Awesome job.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, folks.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday morning, October 19th of 2023. I am so excited to have you guys with us. You just heard Diamonds by Janet Jackson way back when she was at A&M Records. You guys know when she had started her career. And we were just so excited. And I still love the video of that song. Let me see, Michael. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard Janet's song, Diamonds, with Herb Alpert. One of my favorite songs on this Throwback Thursday. Was that not jumping?
Oh, yes, it was. And Herb Alpert, as you know, he's been around, more than likely, if I remember correctly, late 50s. He started his career.
Herb Alpert, and he's still out there, Michael.
Yeah, he's still relevant. There.
Yeah, now I don't know whatever happened to A&M Records. But that's where Janet had her first, I don't know if it was her first record deal, but that was a big part of what she was doing back then. And she had, she was on A&M, so when Herb Alpert, I think he released his album, that was one of the songs. And let me tell you something, that was a super hit.
Oh, yeah. Now, wasn't Herb Alpert, wasn't he a part owner in A&M?
Right.
We'll have to do some research.
He was the A in A&M.
Sounds good to me.
A&M Records. And I believe that the company was sold. We'll have to Google it and all of that. But, yeah,
right.
He was the A of A&M. And then Janet, the last I heard, I think she did Virgin, I believe. I don't know where.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of these artists, you'd be surprised, but a lot of the music artists today, the classic artists that we know and grew up on, they don't even have recording contracts anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of them don't. They don't really do it that way anymore. Music has been now, it's kind of, you make your own music, put it on the internet, YouTube it, and call it a day.
It's
the distribution of music that's changed, Michael. So that's the thing. Remember, you had to have a recording contract in the old days. Nowadays, you can kind of build yourself. You can push yourself forward.
And I've actually seen that, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, it has happened many times, and folks have gone on to become big superstars, because once you push yourself forward so much, people have to pay attention to you.
Yeah, I've seen several artists like that through the power of just YouTube, and they put
YouTube
their own
thing
down.
Yeah. That's the biggest social media, I believe. Well, maybe between that and TikTok now. You know, and listen, Michael, good stuff. Hey, so folks, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm on the line with one of our co-stars. You guys know him very, very well. Michael Hopkins, who comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, it's Thursday, October 19th of 2023. It's our show number 909, show number 909, as we march towards show 1000 and beyond. So, believe me, it's not that far out. It ain't that far. So we're getting there. And I got to say, folks have been kind of asking us what have we been doing and what we've been working on. So I kind of like to keep everybody abreast. And early, Michael, we're going to talk about VCR in just a moment. But first, I just want to remind everybody, you know, I mentioned earlier in the show about starting over. And what does that mean to you? And is it possible to start over? When should you start over? And Michael, have you ever had to start over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so. On several occasions, I had to go back to ground zero and just rebuild things in life or in a business. Yeah, I've had to do that several times. And when you come back, you always come back bigger and better. Always. You go back to the fundamentals. That's the main thing. When you go back to the fundamentals and you recapture, you know, that energy, that passion, especially like if it's business related, you recover and you find all that again. And then you just go out and you become bigger and better at what you're doing because you're more focused now. And it happens. We get excited and, you know, we go and we're doing stuff and then it kind of, sometimes it goes off track, sometimes it stays. But if it goes off track, the good thing is you can always recover. And sometimes, you know, Carrie, it could be little things. It could be a name change to a business. It could be a location change. You know, one person that actually did that, Carrie, was Famous Amos with his cookies. He actually changed the location of where he was selling his cookies, and then all of a sudden his cookies took off.
Yes, but you know, Famous Amos had so much to contend with.
Right.
With that and his cookies. A lot of it is because not being aware of things and business know-how and, you know, kind of letting folks own your name. And so when is it a good thing to, as an entrepreneur, to sell your name, and when it's not a good idea to sell your name? And so
that's good.
You know, yeah. And so he was contending with that, and it was a lot of lawsuits and legal things. And I think that our cookie guest that we had on here not long ago, who met Famous Amos and went to school with his son, all of that. You know, so I learned a lot from that interview that we had with our cookie guy not long ago.
Oh, yeah, that interview was great.
Ralph Gold is the gentleman who runs his cookie business and who was a guest right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who talked about being inspired by Famous Amos. But yeah, that point, Michael, and what we were saying, you know, I think that this is important, and knowing how to start over when you need to. And so here's the thing. There were we were trying to do so many things, and sometimes even though your heart's in the right place and you want everything to turn out, sometimes you got to remember not to lose focus of your priorities. And you got to continue with your priorities have to come first. That's what I call priorities. And if you take your eye off that ball for one moment, then you're going to drop. It's like you're being a juggler. And if you don't juggle all those balls up in the air at the same time, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, well, that is quite true. Oh, yeah.
So that's right, Michael. So, but other thing is, don't be afraid to start over.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be afraid.
You're right about that.
You know, I'd rather just shut it down until I'm ready to come back. And I don't care what you think about what I'm doing. I don't care whether you know what I'm doing or not. But when I got to pull back and refocus, I do what I got to do. Because you're going to talk no matter what.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So go ahead. Talk about me while you think I'm down. Because what you don't know is that I'm making a plan. And the next thing you know, here I am. Just flourishing like you have never seen.
Yep, the river is flowing.
The river is flowing.
And so that's where we are today at the Hair Radio Morning Show, at Vet Talk Radio, at the Salon TV Network, at Afrolock Magazine, at our live events, and so many other entrepreneurial efforts that we've launched. There's a lot more to come. You guys just don't know it. So listen, if you are just joining us, yes, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. It's Thursday morning, October 19th of 2023, and we are so excited. It's about 8:23 in the morning, East Coast time for our Central Time folks. It's 7:23, and out west, I'm not going to tell you about that, but it's after 5 a.m. Eastern out there. I'm sorry, 5 a.m. Pacific time, I should say. Michael, so lots going on this week at the Hair Radio Network and with what we're doing. First of all, let me just say I'm proud to have our 24-hour Afrolock podcast network playing again.
Oh, yeah.
So how you hear that is just simply you can use your cell phone, laptop, tablet, whatever you got. Go to AfroLockMagazine.com. And again, Afrolock is spelled A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K. Go to AfroLockMagazine.com, and you'll see the play button and hit it. And today, right now, and coming up right after our show today, you can listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show archives there. We've got some great recent episodes playing. Plus, we've got some music over there, some Vet Talk, recent episodes and talk. We'll be playing over there, and so much more. And so that's our 24-hour. It runs all the time. So if you ever need a little burst of energy and want to hear the Hair Radio Show when you've got time, you can do so. Now, yes, we have our live show that airs 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern that you can be part of when you call in and listen each day. We run this broadcast Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday live. So I'm super excited. Again, it's from 6 in the morning to 9 Eastern time. My wonderful co-stars, Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and a host of folks who kind of drop on in and kind of, you know, help us to navigate the wonderful world of hair, beauty, and community. And I'm super excited about that. So I wanted to kind of talk a little bit, Michael. There's been so much in the news. There's been so much in the news.
Yes, it has.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, Michael, this past Tuesday, we're talking about a couple days ago, 17th, you did something, an episode of Vet Talk aired right here on our network. And again, the Vet Talk radio show airs right here. You don't have to change anything Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9. So please check it out. But you did something kind of important. You talked a little bit this past Tuesday. You had a special broadcast. You were doing a three-part series on a particular subject that we're going to talk about. And this was the third part of that series. And you wrapped everything up with a neat little bow. Would you please kind of remind everybody what that was about? Please.
Right, Carrie. We wrapped up the third in our three-part series, and it was called The Significance of Rateable Secondary Claims. Very important topic. Secondary claims. And a lot of the veterans don't know what secondary claims are or how do you file for one. And we dove real deep in this series, did a lot of research, and it's just so important. Lots of vets know about a primary claim.
Why is that the case, Michael?
Well, lots of vets do. They know primary claims. Reason being, Carrie, is because when we're in the military, things happen to us. We get injuries, illnesses. It could be a combination. Some of us are combat vets, non-combat, peacetime, wartime. All these things happen to veterans, and it doesn't matter what branch of service they are in. It doesn't matter. Things happen. There are a lot of typical things that happen. Like your favorite one, tinnitus, that ringing in the ears. There's mental health issues that happen. There's musculoskeletal issues that happen throughout a person's military career. And once they get out, you know, Carrie, they file for the primary thing that happened or things that happened while they were in service. Everybody gets
you
that
said
part.
Those are primary things, right? So your whole special this past Tuesday was on secondaries, right? And,
right.
And falling between the secondaries. Wow.
Well, right.
Michael, I just love it. I just love it. Now, folks, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are live this morning. It's Thursday, October 19th, 2023. It's our show number 909. So for those of you who like to play the numbers, you know who you are. Go right on ahead.
Yeah,
send me a little piece of that change.
A little something-something, Gary.
My number. Right, Michael?
Yep, a little something-something.
A little something-something on the side. So listen, it is great to have you guys with us. Just been a great show today, and we are still kind of putting it down. Michael, I love this. Now, speaking of that talk and Tuesday show, have you heard any feedback? Because there were a ton of folks tuned in to this broadcast.
Well, Carrie, the great thing about it, like you said, it's so many of my veteran brothers and sisters that dial in on Tuesdays, and I am so appreciative of it. And there's always good feedback, Carrie. There's always.
Yeah.
There's always they didn't know something, or this is very enlightening to them, because sometimes a lot of the veterans are kind of stuck and frustrated at the rating that they have. They might be so close to being a 100% permanent and total veteran, and they don't know what to do because they keep filing for things and they keep getting turned down, and it's very frustrating. You know, I've been there, plenty of us as veterans, but we never realize that we have these secondary issues that have been happening to us. Would you believe, Carrie, sometimes we've had these issues for years and we had no idea that it was a rateable issue. We could actually get compensated for it.
Exactly. And this is for the incredible disabled veterans who have just helped our country immensely.
Very much so.
If you are not a veteran, you don't have to be a veteran to get what Michael is sharing with you through the broadcast. So if you know a veteran, let them know about the show. Tune in yourself, get the information. This is incredible type of topics and things that you cover that you're not going to find everywhere. So we're excited to have you with us, Michael, at the Vet Talk Radio Show. And at Air Radio, where we have Michael Hopkins exclusively helping us and helping all of you. So we love this. And this is just the beginning.
Carrie,
certainly the beginning.
There's something that you said that is just so true and it's so beautiful, that you don't have to be a veteran in order to listen to Vet Talk. You can be an advocate for veterans. You can have a family member that's a veteran, a friend that's a veteran, a church member, any kind of organization you're in, there's always veterans. And a lot of the veterans may not even realize, Carrie. I just had that, Carrie. True story. I had a veteran. He was an 8-year Navy veteran. He had no idea that some of the issues that he had while he was on active duty for 8 years could be ratable conditions that he can get compensated for. He had no idea. And you know how he found out about it, Carrie?
How? That talk radio.
One of his fellow, well, that too,
That's
and one of his
better,
fellow. Yeah. One of his fellow veterans was one of my clients. And he had
a
win.
Like I said, that talk radio.
Yeah.
We're talking Michael Hopkins, and this is how, you know, and we have to remind folks, Michael, you didn't just wake up and decide to,
oh, no.
to share your passion of assisting veterans. You are also,
no,
you are also an accredited claims agent. So this is something that's charged through the wonderful Veterans Administration that you guys out there know. And so, Michael, we're proud of this, and we're so happy for you. And your life really, yeah, your life has changed, and it's helped others. You've helped to change their lives. So we
Very
just, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we appreciate you. You are a tremendous part of our success here on the network. You've always been, and this is just the beginning for all of us. So we are real excited about the things to come, and I think that's the thing I've got to remember.
Oh, yes. Very
okay,
so
okay. Listen, folks. Yes, I agree. So listen, let's take a little commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. Michael, can you throw us to the commercial?
Oh, yes. Very much so, folks. Stay right here. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy.
All right. All right.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
Have you been feeling like you're getting the short end of the stick when it comes to reading stories about our community? Well, I have. And so I'm glad to tell you that you should be subscribing to AfroLot Magazine at AfroLotMagazine.com. AfroLot Magazine is a great new monthly publication that really does unlock the richness and complexity of Black culture truly from the only perspective that matters, ours. So, subscribe today at www.AfroLotMagazine.com and be connected. AfroLot Magazine, we're making Black progress together.
All right, folks. Listen, we have got a real wonderful interview that I went into the vault at Hair Radio to get on for you. This is Brandy J. We're going to just cover a little bit about that. Take a listen. So, again, this is from our vault, a recent interview that we did with Brandy J. It's a little while back, but she goes in on several things you don't want to miss. So take a listen. We'll talk a little bit about this right on the other side. So stay with us. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest coming to us, well, from the world of business and, I'm going to say, entertainment. I want to welcome a very, very special guest again to the Hair Radio Show. Brandy J, good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good afternoon. I'm good.
Yes. Well, I'm doing great. Well, listen, it's a great thing to have you with us on the show today. It really is.
I have a lot to get into with you today. So first, I want you to tell the folks a little bit about your journey. And I had a chance to read a little bit, but, you know, bring us, you know, introduce yourself to our fans of the Harry Jones.
Great. Well, I am the creator and founder of Lux Curves Magazine. We are a lifestyle publication, empowering lifestyle publication for curvy women of color. And I started the magazine about 7 years ago. I wanted to change the perception of how curvy women of color were perceived in the media based off how I was raised by my grandmother, my mother, and my father. And that what prompted me to launch the magazine after I came back from New York and did New York Fashion Week Plus in 2015. So I'm the creator and founder of New York Fashion Week Plus. I did that in 2015. And then from the magazine, I have a media background and went to school for media and then was kind of skeptical putting myself in front of the camera. And my mom was like, you went to school for this. This is who you are. And at the time, I was more skeptical because of my size and, you know, having my third child and things like my second child and all that. So for me, it was more like, okay, just getting comfortable within my skin. And I was like, well, how can I empower other women to do that if I'm not doing it myself? So that's what prompted me to get in the front of the camera doing on-camera interviews with celebrities. And then that turned into the Brandy J talk show, which I have done 5 seasons of. And right now we're in the process of getting it rebranded and pitched to major networks and just really showing the world that you don't have to fit the what they perceive as beautiful to be in media. And I tell people, you know, I'm, you know, curvy, I'm African-American, tattooed, and I'm proud. And I say, this is who I am. And, you know, when you don't have a seat at the table, I always created my own seat and just started my own media entertainment company. So now we have the magazine and the talk show, and I do other women empowerment events throughout San Diego, L.A., New York, and in the process of developing other shows for my company.
Yes. Well, first of all, you have a personality of you know, for the ages, really. I was just blown away. So bubbly and just wonderful, really. And
thank
I
you.
Believe that, yeah, that's what I believe connects with everybody. I know that. So, yeah, so first of all, like, I have to go back a little bit because where did you get that, you know, that certain something that, you know, that you're going to, you know, just be yourself and have people accept you for who you are when there's so many messages? So
oh,
many
my
messages
God.
Out there.
It was my grandmother. She was... She did not bite her tongue, hold her tongue. Like whatever she wanted to say is what she said. And with me being the youngest, and I'm the only, there's about 14 grandkids, and I'm the only one who looks like her. So I came out with her hair texture, her skin color, everything.
Wow.
So in my family, they call me Little Sarah.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I just like, you know, so obviously she gravitated towards her little Sarah, so she helped my mother and father raise me, but she was the one who really instilled the confidence in me and defended me and protected me amongst, you know, family members who would say things. For example, like my sister and my cousin, they will always tell me, oh, you're the white sheep of the family because you're light skin, and dad is not your dad, the milkman is your dad. Like, they will say these things to me as a kid. And one time my grandmother was over my house and growing up, and I went in the house crying, and I told her what happened because she asked me what was going on. And then she was so blunt. She told them, she was like, don't get mad because she's a house in and y'all in the field. And I'm just like 10 years old and my grandmother's saying this. And she was and she said things like that. And she will also just tell me, you know, don't let no one make you feel different from how God made you. This is who you are. It's not like you could go and tell God, you know, give me these eyes, give me this skin color, give me this hair. And, you know, she was like, always be proud of who you are. And she was the ultimate, to me, curvy woman. Bold, outspoken, elegant, classy, like my mom and dad, we would have parties growing up, and my grandmother, my aunt would come in furs and diamonds. And to me, that was normal. Just seeing a powerful, curvy woman in her skin, loving who she was and didn't care. So that's where it started from, just being around my grandmother growing up. And, you know, when I was younger, my dad at 10 put me on my first diet. I didn't think nothing was wrong until, like, I told my mama, so I remember the day, like, he called you and he told you, don't feed, you know, me and my cousin. He was bringing us something home to eat, and I'm thinking of something great, and he brought home these salads, and he had us sit in the corner and eat the salads while the other kids were eating, like, hamburgers and hot dogs. And at that time, you're like 9 and 10, you're like, what's going on? And that's when he was like, well, you need to lose weight. And my mom and my grandmother, I remember yelling at him. And that was the trigger for me, like, what's wrong with me? And that started my journey with having an eating disorder and just being harder on myself about my weight. And then other things that started happening in my life, you know, from that moment. And it just really just made me just sit back and be like, okay, I'm not going to be skinny like my sister. I'm going to be who I am. So how do I embrace it? And it was at the age of 15 when I just said, forget this. I'm tired of this. And I embraced my curves and my thunder thighs and thick thighs. And when I started saying, yes, I'm proud of my thunder thighs, no one could say anything. And I always tell people, if you put your flaws out there and accept them and say, this is what I have, no one can say anything about it.
You know, I love your words, and they're so positive and, you know, just inspiring. And, but it's awful that you have to put what you might perceive to be your flaws, because, you know, the way I look at it, and Brandy, I look at it this way. I look at it that the very thing that you may think are your flaws, to me, those are really, folks call it your superpower, folks call it your gifts, all of those things. And I really believe that that is what you're put here to work with. It is the thing, you know, and let me tell you, I just going through your story, just it's unbelievable. And the fact that you have such a positive attitude and just always, you know, just being so full of positivity and wanting folks to, you know, embrace, you know, themselves the way they are, what have you, it's unbelievable. And just, you know, I take my hat off to you. And just having so, you know, to come from a dad doing something like that, or, you know, calling your names and all of this, doing far more damage than any type of weight could ever do. You know, let's talk about the way things have kind of maybe a little bit have maybe changed. I'll say they've changed, but what do you say, Brandy? Do you think folks kind of still look at it? It's a little bit more acceptance these days. Did you find that, or do you find that?
I honestly, I'm just going to be candid with you. I find it that they're more accepted to it if it's on a white woman than it is a black woman.
Ooh, okay.
So I do feel like, and I've always been vocal about this, in the plus size industry, you know, there's so many beautiful black curvy women, and I always tell people it was our body types as black women that started this industry. Because we were, you know, we have, you know, thick thighs and small waist and big butt. Like, this is naturally who we are. This is in our genes, in our DNA. And we started the plus size industry. But if, you know, you have white women be a part of it, then it goes bigger. And then they get the recognition of doing all these great things. And I'm looking at it from a standpoint of there's so many other black women who've been in the industry longer who have paved the way. But we don't get the recognition, the right recognition as we should as white curvy women. Because when they do it, oh, it's a trend. And I'm looking at it like, it's not a trend. This is our lifestyle. This is who we are. And we've been doing this since birth. This is just, you know. And And I'm very vocal about that. And I think that's, you know, part of the reason probably why everyone has always said, you're not at the level of success you need to be at because of you being so outspoken and vocal. Again, I said, I'm being honest. I said, I'm going to be authentic and be honest to who I am because that's how you make change. And that's why I started my publication featuring curvy women of color, because I'm like, this is who started this industry. This is the woman that needs to be recognized. And if God gave it in me to do it, I'm going to do it. Has it been hard? Hell yeah, it's hard. You know, I'm a single mother. You know, I've had, you know, two ex-husbands who try to destroy me. You know, my first ex-husband was physically abusive.
Wow.
Physically, emotionally, and sexually abusive to me. My second ex-husband was emotionally abusive and financially abusive. And I was able to get out of the relationship, the marriages, and come into my own as a woman and as a, you know, as a single mother and still do everything I have to do for my brand while, you know, supporting my household and, you know, still working a full-time job and doing all these things. So for me, it's more like, I know God put me here to do this, and he said it wasn't going to be easy, but at times it is hard. And he does put me in positions to where I have to continue to keep going even when I don't want to. It was, you know, last year my daughter's father, my first ex-husband, died of COVID. Mm. And I was the one who had to plan his funeral.
Physically abusive?
Yes. And it didn't dawn on me until my brother said something. He said, he was like, sis, like, do you realize what you're doing? I said, no, I'm just, you know, doing what's right, you know. And he was like, this man tried to destroy you. And, like, he beat you and tried to, you know, kill you and do all these things to you. And here you are. You know, we have been divorced for 18 years, but, you know, here you are planning this man's funeral, handling all his affairs to the point that his family didn't do it and the mother of his other kids would not do it. And, you know, they both said, they were like, we could not do what you did. Like, how you handled this with such grace and elegance.
How did you handle it like that? Like, how? Oh, wow.
Honestly, I would have to say I did it for my daughter.
Because,
you know, she's 20, and losing a parent, I know that pain. I lost my father 7 years ago. So, and she, you know, her being 20, and she, you know, she has ADHD and epilepsy, her maturity level is always 2 years behind her actual age. So even though she's 20, she has a maturity level as an 18-year-old. I knew she could not handle this as the pressure, as the stress, as everything. So as her mother, I said, I have to take this off of her and carry it and put everything aside. And, you know, when people found out and they're like, you really are healed, I said, I forgave this man years ago.
Awesome.
And I said, at the end of the day, he's a human being.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I have to let me just bring everybody up to speed. Folks, if you're just tuning in, again, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And my very, very special guest is Brandy J. And you guys know her. She's the amazing, I'm going to call you an entrepreneur, to the max.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what I also love, you've had some challenges as you've shared. That's an understatement. But I love how you just have a big heart. You've done a lot of things to help folks who have been in similar situations. You know, and I'm just blown away. I really am. I'm almost speechless. I think about what you did just to even start your magazine. You know, I'm just, it's just amazing to help women who you describe as, you say, the word curvy. So what exactly does the word curvy mean?
when we say a woman's curvy, to change it up a little bit, what does the word curvy mean?
So when I got into the plus size industry, I got a lot of hate from within the industry. And I was told, you're not big enough to be plus size. And I said, well, what do you mean? They're like, well, you have a flat stomach and a small waist. And I said, okay, I can't help the fact that I'm built like this, you know. But I said, I'm not a size 2. You know, at the time I started the industry, I was a size 16, 18. But I still had, like, it's a blessing, I guess, you know, a flat stomach and small waist. It's how majority of the women in my family are built. Even, you know, my niece, who is a size 6, but she has small waist, flat stomach, and thick thighs and a big, like, it's just who we are. It's just how the women in our family are built. So when they were saying that to me, I said, well, what do you mean? Like, I'm not big enough to be considered plus size, so I'm not skinny enough to be considered skinny, so what am I? And then I just sat back and I thought about it. I said, well, I'm curvy and thick. So when I launched the publication, and it's Lux Curves, and it's for, I always say curvy and plus size, because they don't like to group us in together. It's either you're curvy or you're plus size or you're BBW. And I always tell people there is a difference between the three.
Tell us what that difference is.
So BBW is going to be a big, beautiful woman. And I'm not a BBW. I would never consider my size a BBW, because it's morally like women who are, I would say, 300 and up pounds, depending on how their body is shaped. You know, you can Google BBW and you'll see them, and you're just like, okay, then you have plus size women who, you know, they're just naturally plus size and they're thicker. And then I say you have curvy women who are just, we have the small waist, the small stomach, and we have the thick thighs. We are shaped like a Coca-Cola body, a bottle that's curvy. So I always educate people because they like to lump us all together. And I tell people, like, I'm not a BBW. Like, don't call me something I'm not, you know, and or whatever. So once they are educated on it, they have a better understanding of the industry and just, you know, why I decided to separate it out from curvy, plus size, and BBW.
And this is an industry. Let's make no bones about it. It is an industry. How do you describe the industry to folks who, you know, may not realize that there is an industry that really celebrates women who are curvy?
We kind of lump them into, like, we lump ourselves into the plus size industry because that's kind of like the only industry right now that is, you know, anytime you, like, have, like, fashion shows or anything and it's a size, you know, 12 and up, 10 and up, it's considered plus size, you know. So that's what the standard term is. So even when I've done my fashion shows or modeling, I always have to say plus size models because that's what the models are trained to think of, you know, for them because they are plus size. And I started, you know, rebranding and changing things just to say curvy, and, you know, just be proud of your curves, you know, and just embrace them. And I tell people, I never want to be a size 2 or 0. I never want to be that size. I will look like a freaking crackhead, and it would not look good on my body frame. And I tell people that all the time. Like I just said, you know, I love how God made me. So am I in the process of toning it up? Yes, because I like to work out, go to the gym, and I want to tone it up. I'm 42 years old. You know, I want to make sure, for one, I never look my age, and I'm just a healthy version of myself.
Absolutely. And the other thing, let me ask you a question. Let's turn it around the other way. Do you...
Michael, I have had an incredible Thursday. It's
been
fantastic.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and this
very
October morning.
So.
That was Brandy J. We were all listening to Out of the Vault, as I mentioned.
Just a great show today. What was your favorite part, Michael?
Wow. I think my favorite part today of the show, when we were talking about in the third season what we're going to do, and then also we were talking about the third in a series of the secondary claims. I enjoyed it because we got to talk a little bit about the dialogue we talked about and just getting people to understand, you know, the veterans, and getting this plain old everyday folk to understand that this is not like exclusive to a veteran thing. It's for anybody who has a passion and they want to help veterans. That's what I love about
this
show.
Now, let me also say this, Michael. No, I agree with you. That was fantastic. Tomorrow, Friday, October 20th, tomorrow, special show. In this hour tomorrow, we have Mark, who's back with a live show happening in New York in November, the weekend of Thanksgiving. So, again, this is 2023, so I cannot wait. I'll be at his show.
Yeah.
We'll tell you all about the particulars. You don't want to miss. He'll be with us live in the Spotlight Hour at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on Friday's show. So tune in. As always, we're here from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. And then, like now, you can go and listen to some of our archive shows, some great music, over at AfroLockMagazine.com. That's AfroLock.com. And you can listen to shows and the Hair Radio and all that stuff right at the top of the website. Hit the play button, and you'll be at AfroLock Radio.
Yeah,
so again, AfroLockMagazine.com. Go to AfroLockMagazine.com to listen to our wonderful network. Michael, excellent show. So
we'll see
you back here. I think it was fantastic. We'll get our outro started. Everybody, awesome job. We'll see you back here on the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Make it a great Thursday, because we just did.